The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Man, Jay, I don't know how we're going to get anything done in Las Vegas because there is so much to do and see. The work may get lost, except that's not fair because we have a corporate sponsor who's helping us to get there in Southern Recipe Pork Rinds, and we've promised them quality radio, which means we can't just show up and talk. We've actually got to do some work and some prep. And also, producer Jay's been working really hard the last couple of days on lining up some unique guests with Vegas flair or Vegas vibes, which I just got a couple of DMs from a friend of mine who works in weather in Baltimore. He's a meteorologist. He's a Vegas native, and he actually used the hashtag Vegas vibes. So he may actually join us. I'm going to see if I can convince him. I know you won't be here on our Sunday night into Monday morning show. Jay apparently needs a five-day weekend to get ready for Vegas. Anyway, he won't be here, but I will be here on Sunday night into Monday morning, and my friend, who's in Baltimore, said I may be able to convince him to do a whole phone bit with all the places in Vegas that we need to eat and stop. How in the world? I'm going to come back being like twice the size if we eat all this food. But Jay's all about dirt dogs. He's been looking online at the photos of what you can put on your hot dog at this place called Dirt Dogs. And then we're also about Tacos El Gordo. Because we're into just fun, easy, local stuff. The House Hash A Go-Go is another popular suggestion. But here's the deal. We do have to, even if it's a little pricey, some of you are saying, don't go to a buffet on the strip. It's too expensive. They'll jack up the prices. No, that's the point, is the experience. Which is why we're not going to both the Sphere as well as a breakfast brunch buffet on the strip. No, we're narrowing it down. Either the Wynn or the Bellagio, one or the other. But we do have to go. You have to be able to say you went to Vegas and you had a buffet brunch at the Bellagio, something along those lines. Don't you think?
It's one of the things that you're supposed to do there, right? I've always thought that. You always know, when you think of Vegas, think of the big lavish buffets.
Yes. And I guess there are fewer since COVID, and they've really kind of been phased out. My friend, by the way, said, do not do Circus Circus. No matter what, don't take Jay to Circus Circus. All right. But yeah, I feel like we have to do one big kind of fun blowout thing, and that would be it. And it's for your birthday, and it's a celebration of taking the show on the road. We're definitely doing the Mob Museum with or without you. I'm doing the Mob Museum.
I mean, I'm in, so.
I don't know if I told you, there's also a media party. Did you hear about the media party on Tuesday evening? Did we find out where the media party is located?
I think it does say. I don't remember off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure it does say.
Okay. You need to look that up. It's on your email. Yeah. So if you look it up, that way we can let people know that, hey, we'll be at this one particular location. So we're going to try to hit as many of the more iconic, legendary locations in Las Vegas. But definitely the Mob Museum is tops on the list. So Jay is going to be gone on Friday. He's going in a day earlier and he's leaving a day earlier. I am going to the Hoover Dam as well as Lake Mead and hopefully doing some hiking at Red Rock. That'll be on Saturday. But we've had everything from Golden Steer Steakhouse, Egg Works, Dirt Dogs, El Gordo, Tacos El Gordo. I mentioned the Venetian. We've had a couple of people say you have to take the gondola ride. Goodness. I don't know how we're going to get all this in.
I'm very interested in that as well, mm-hmm. the gondola ride.
We're going to a cigar party because that's, again, with our partnership, Southern Recipe Pork Rinds, we've been invited to the cigar party on Thursday evening. It'll be before we work, so we're not going to be drinking and smoking cigars, Jay. But we will be there for a little bit to kind of get the lay of the land with Ron Jaworski and Mike Ditka and their gridiron greats. Did you figure it out yet, Jay?
I did.
Okay, so where is it?
The Grand Prix Plaza.
Grand Prix Plaza. Sounds amazing. I'm assuming it's also within walking distance. So every media party I've gone to, I got to tell you, my favorite was in Atlanta. It was at the aquarium. Awesome. Nothing better than free entrance to the aquarium, and the animal exhibits were all available, and the center, so it's a bit of an atrium in the middle of the Atlanta aquarium, food and drink set out. So on Tuesday evening, we get free food and drink courtesy of the NFL, and they throw what is a pretty lavish party, and it's generally at a place where it's fun to explore. I don't know about the Grand Prix, but we better Google it. Jay's going to Google it right this second. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Again, because it's a Friday morning, happy Friday, because we're jazzed up about Las Vegas, and because we're asking you for not just brunch suggestions, if you got something better than the Bellagio or the Wynn Las Vegas, we'll take them. But we're looking for your Vegas vibes music playlist suggestion as well. I immediately thought of Sheryl Crow leaving Las Vegas, though it's a bit more melancholy, and also thought of Faith Hill, because I'm a huge Faith Hill fan, and love her song, Baby Let's Go to Vegas. So I'm already married, so that, Jay, that could be Jay's thing, though. Jay could go to Vegas and come back married.
It's
oh my gosh, we need the Carrie Underwood song then. Last name? Do you know the Carrie Underwood song, Last Name?
No.
Yeah, so she ends up hanging out with a dude. She drinks too much. Somehow they end up in Vegas, and there's a ring on her finger, but she doesn't even know her last name. Doesn't know his last name, doesn't know her last name, right? So that's also classic Vegas.
But Carrie's actually doing a residency in Vegas right now.
If I could, if I was made of money and had more time, I would love to go see Carrie. Or Celine Dion. I know
Adele.
Adele. Probably not time to do that. And for me, the bucket list item that was going to be a show in Vegas is Cirque du Soleil. I invited Jay, by the way. He chose to return on Friday. So sorry, Jay. I'll send you photos if we're allowed to take photos.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure we're allowed
to take
photos.
Snap one for me, please. Try.
Clandestine. That's going to be you at the cigar party holding your phone behind, or like, I don't know, behind your hat.
My shield.
Right. I'm going to shield you, and you're going to be taking photos over my shoulder. It'll be terrific.
It'll be a good team.
We might get kicked out, but at least we'll have a radio show to do. So
we'll have pictures.
Right. We'll have evidence. Right. We'll have photographic evidence. It's After Hours on our Facebook page, on Twitter, After Hours CBS, coming up in mere moments. You'll have a chance to hear the latest candidates for the After Hours Hall of Fame. This is one place where you do not get to do a write-in vote. We don't take write-in votes for the Hall of Fame. Nope. You got to vote for one of our candidates, and we've given you four amazing options. So you'll hear those again coming up. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. John is in Las Vegas. We can't wait to get there. John, what do you think?
Let me tell you something, Amy. You want to have fun in Vegas? I'm your guy.
Okay.
First of all, you say you want to go to the Mob Museum?
Yes.
I am the greeter at the Mob
Museum. Stop it! Stop it! You're a greeter?
I am Chicago Johnny. I am the first thing you see when you get off the elevator. I am Chicago Johnny. You will love it.
I can't wait.
Fun, entertaining. You'll love it. It's a lot to see and a lot to do in there.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait. So, Chicago Johnny, are you working next Friday the 9th? Tell me you're working.
I am not, but I will definitely be there.
Okay.
I will be there to give you a personal tour, and you'll love it. You will not believe what you're going to see.
Okay.
You are going to see the actual wall from the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. It's got the bloodstains and the bullet holes still in the bricks.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously, I didn't think I could get more excited, but now I'm over the moon.
That's one of the things.
Okay.
And then I got a nice electric chair that you can sit in.
No, Jay's going to do that.
Yeah, you sit in it, you pull the lever, and It electrocutes you. It's so much fun. So you're going to love it. You're going to absolutely love it.
Chicago but Johnny.
You tell me what time you're going to be there, and I will be your personal tour.
Oh, my gosh.
You'll love it. You will not believe it.
So are you a Vegas native, or you were moved there at some point?
I moved here in 2004.
Okay.
I'm originally from Chicago, but I moved to Las Vegas. And your weather is going to be in the high 60s, low 70s.
Perfect.
When you get here.
Perfect. So can't wait.
That's the kind of weather you're going to have.
Okay.
Now, as far as dining is concerned,
yes,
the best Italian restaurant, as far as I'm concerned, and I know all about Italian restaurants, Batista's Hole in the Wall.
Batista's Hole in the Wall.
That's where all the celebrities and the stars go. Ooh. It's right on Flamingo Road, and it's called The Links. Is the street. I guarantee you, you'll love it. It's a beautiful view of the sphere. Ooh. You won't believe what you're going to see. And the food is absolutely fantastic. First of all, you get a carafe of red and white wine.
Okay.
All you can drink, and then with your meal, all your garlic bread that you want,
oof,
that you can eat.
Oh, man.
And then the best Italian food you will eat.
Wow. Okay, so this is on The Links. That's the name of the street?
Yes, it's on Flamingo. You just tell Batista's, hold the wall. Everybody knows where it's at.
Oh, my
now,
gosh. Okay.
If you want to have fun, right? You want to have so much fun, it's called the Twins Dueling Pianos over at Harris in the piano bar.
Twins Dueling I love piano. I play piano.
Wait, when you see them, they're personal friends of mine. Absolutely fantastic. You'll have the time of your life.
Oh, my goodness.
They're there till 3 a.m.
Oh.
And I promise you, you name it, they'll play it. They know, and when you see them, they're beautiful, but they're so very talented.
Okay. Okay, so tell me this. What hours is the museum open on Fridays?
9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay. All right, so here's the thing, Jay. I'm thinking that in order to work up an appetite for our big brunch, that we need to get there pretty early on Friday just so that we can take a couple hours and then go to our brunch. How about that? So I'm thinking, Johnny, Chicago Johnny, that we'll be there before 10. Can we say 10?
Before 10?
Can we say 10 next Friday?
All right, next Friday, I will be there at 10 a.m.
Oh, my gosh, we have a date. We have a date at the Mom Museum.
And then just ask for CJ. Everybody knows CJ.
Ask for CJ.
I'm Chicago Johnny.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you so much for listening. I feel like this is going to be a personalized experience now.
You're going to, I promise you, I'm not going to let you down.
Oh,
you're going to love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Johnny.
Downstairs in the Bob Museum, they have what's called a speakeasy, right? It's a bar. And they make their own moonshine, real moonshine. I mean, it's not 80 proof. It's 80%. I mean, it's the real deal. So,
Jay, should we be drinking moonshine at noon, 11 o'clock on a Friday morning?
Raise our appetites for the buffet.
Okay, I might let Jay handle that part.
look for a guy wearing a white baseball cap.
Okay.
And it says Chicago Johnny.
Oh, no, I won't miss you. I won't go into the Mob Museum until we found you. So we'll only go with you.
I will be there at 10 a.m. and I promise you, you're going to love it.
I can't wait.
I will be your personal guide.
Thank you.
It's so much fun.
Oh, good. I'm so excited. Well, we'll see you in exactly a week, Johnny.
1 week from today.
1 week
from
today.
I will be there at 10 a.m.
Okay. Oh, 10 a.m. Vegas time. Yes, just to clarify.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You are so kind. I can't wait to meet you in person.
You got it. I'll be there.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Have a good day now. Bye-bye.
Jay, do you ever doubt the power of radio?
Chicago Johnny.
The power of radio. We just talked to a greeter at the Mob Museum who's going to be our personal tour guide. Seriously. This is amazing. I cannot wait till Friday. Forget the football. I just want to go to the mob
museum. Can I be totally honest with you?
Yes.
When I screened his call, he did not tell me that he was
so
the doorman.
So you were stunned.
He just said, he told me about the restaurant, the hole in the wall. And he goes, this is the best restaurant. You got to try this if you want good Italian food. I was like, all right, that's a good advice. And he told me some other restaurants. He was a Vegas native. He did not tell me he was the greeter at the mob museum. And then that just came out of nowhere. That
almost
was incredible.
Fell out of my chair.
That was amazing.
That was amazing. All right, let's quick talk to Jack, who's in Richmond. Jack, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, Amy. How's marital life treating you?
It's you know what? It's getting easier. Well, by easier, I just mean smoother. Our routine and being on opposite schedules and pets and all that, it was a little crazy at the beginning as we were moving, but we're figuring it out. Thank you for asking.
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
How are you guys ignoring the big elephant in the room? I mean, the biggest band in the world, U2.
Are they in residency?
They've been playing 40 dates at the Sphere. They played about 28 of them now. They've got about 12 left. They'll be there. There's a concert there next Wednesday night.
Oh, my gosh.
Next Friday night and next Saturday night.
Jay, it's going to be forget mob museum. It's going to be a mob scene in Vegas. You've got nearly 500,000 people going in just for the Super Bowl. And then you've got all these other events, U2 and the shows. And holy crap, I'd love to see U2. That would be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that place is good. Even people who aren't U2 fans have gone to see
the
concert because of the venue. And, I mean, what Dolan built, say what you want about Dolan. Obviously, there's a lot of people that have a lot of different opinions of him. But, I mean, that place is a technological marvel.
Wow.
And U2's always been at the forefront of technology.
They have.
They've always had, like, their last tour, the Joshua Tree 30th anniversary, their screens were 7K, which back in 2018 was state-of-the-art. But now they're at a venue, obviously, where it's 16K resolution screen. And it's out of this world. Everybody that I've talked to that has gone has had nothing but marvelous things to say about it. So if you guys can score yourself some tickets, and they're all sold out, but the resale market, it's you know, they'll drop the day of the show. Then you should go. Because it's going to be the last few dates, and then they're done. And then I think there's some, I think the Grateful Dead, some offshoot of them, or Fish.
Yep.
Some jam bands are moving in afterwards for just a couple of dates. But
gotcha.
Anyways,
okay.
Have yourselves a great time in Vegas. I'm sure you'll enjoy yourselves no matter what you do.
I'm looking forward to it. But we do actually have to work, too. But we'll find time to work with all this entertainment.
Have a good one, Amy.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate it. I actually had seen on Twitter multiple times people suggesting you two. You two. It matters how you say it. You two.
You two to you.
But I didn't really, either I didn't read it or they weren't specific enough about that it was happening when we're there. So apparently the Sphere is not just a big old ball. You said it's a science experiment or a series of science experiments.
Yeah,
and apparently there's a concert venue in there as well.
That's like the big, it's like an IMAX, but it's more than that. Like the theater.
I thought it was movies. You said.
It is.
Okay.
But there's also a stage in there where so you two will use the entire screens of the Sphere to like make this insane light show.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Okay, so again, we only have a limited budget, and I feel like football is becoming really an afterthought. So we got to get our minds right again here, Jay.
$476, I'm looking at, is the cheapest to get in for the Sphere for the Tuesday show. Not that big of a U2 fan.
Well, no, I would see them just because they're iconic. I think I may have said this once on the air before, but it was a long time ago. When I was in Ireland, when I was in my 20s, U2 was playing in Dublin I was there, and the buzz in the city was insane. Yeah, like everywhere you looked, it was billboards and it was signs, and people were talking about them being in Dublin the whole time I was there. It was pretty incredible.
That is awesome.
Yeah, really cool. Okay, so football then. Yes, Jim Harbaugh introduced as the head coach in Los Angeles, and he's not going to change. I just want you to know he's not going to change. He tells us his favorite TV show, his plans to move his wife to L.A. Those are pretty funny as well. So we'll hear from him and also Dan Quinn as the new head coach in Washington. At least there's some familiarity there. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
The Sultan of Sizzle, the Titan of Toastiness, the Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Hey, Mel, Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty...
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey, if you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
A new year is full of surprises, but one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. So when postage goes up, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com is like your own personal post office, wherever you are. You can even take care of orders on the go with the mobile app. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Schedule package pickups, automatically find the cheapest and fastest shipping options, and seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. There's even a supply store where you can stock up on mailing supplies, labels, even printers. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. All you need is a computer or phone and printer. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com code PROGRAM.
Podcast.
We're talking about practice.
On After Hours, the biggest meltdowns in sports history.
Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
I'm a man. I'm 40.
I want to eat his children.
Are immortalized with an infamous distinction.
Can't do it.
They are who we thought they were.
You play to win the game.
Now it's time for Amy Lawrence to bring you tonight's candidates for the After Hours Hall of Flame.
Put that in your practice, folks.
Here's Amy Lawrence.
An idiot.
It's unbelievable what they did!
It was a struggle.
Called maturity. It's your job.
What in the was that?
No days off!
Take that for data.
Amy actually stuck her finger up her nose.
The ref really wasn't even listening.
Just run it, you know, just that's a really good thought.
I tried to activate my glutes as best I could.
Room two.
Bend over backwards and be honest and direct with you guys, and you stick it right up my... And the team, but I'm sick of it.
I'm here, so I won't get found.
LAPD was called.
If you're not gonna punch me in my face when you see me, then shut up.
Stop it right now.
We're still here.
Our roster looks great on paper. Whoopty hell. All right.
They're very fiery under the covers.
What kind of mythical powers does a sun devil have? Aww. We gotta consider that.
If I get the Rona, on top of that, if I get the Rona.
Stop. Hell, I would rather die than to live the rest of my life in fear and wearing a damn mask.
You should not be here.
Someone has run on the field. Some guy with a bra. He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man. He's being chased to the 30. He breaks a tackle from a security guard. The 20, down the middle, the 10, the 5. He slides at the 1. Pull up your pants. Take off the bra and be a man. Lord, now they're cuffing him. But pull up his drawers, whatever you do.
When I came here, they're like, yo, you got to, like, show, like, you got to be the dog. And I'm like, man, we got dogs. We got dogs, you hear me? Milwaukee, we dogs.
So, yeah, I thought about just mooning them.
A big old chocolate ass in MetLife.
Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni. You gotta fight for your right to party.
Boys, this is one of those seasons, you know, nothing went our way early. We battled through injuries.
Yeah.
We grinded. I wasn't even here.
Justin Verlander, the last member of the After Hours Hall of Flame. So generally, if you swear and have to be bleeped out, or if you're angry or drunk, also works, even if you're celebrating. But that's how long it's been. Not since October have we done an After Hours Hall of Flame induction. We have saved four incredible candidates. Are you ready? Two from the NBA, two from the NFL. We could even have a repeat inductee to the After Hours Hall of Flame. You can vote on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and I am going to retweet as soon as you've heard the candidates. Producer Jay and I, we've already got our votes ready to cast, but we'll give you a chance to hear them right now. Jason Kidd, he is sick and tired of all your negativity, you writers, reporters, and beat peeps.
Not making a big deal about it this year, because going good, right? So write some positive.
I just asked you a question.
And I'm giving you a answer. Like, you guys, there's all right to write positive stuff. People will read your positive. You don't always have to be negative, right? Like, it's just the world's already negative enough, right? So let's see some positive stuff on some positive people that are playing, doing their job on a nightly basis.
My favorite thing is how he calls it positive, you know what? I mean, those two words shouldn't go. Isn't that an oxymoron? Positive, S-H-I-T? Am I allowed to spell it? Maybe not. I don't know.
I just asked you a question.
Jason wants to determine how you do your job, media peeps. All right. Also from the NBA, there's no one like Darko. Toronto Raptors head coach Darko Rajakovic, he'd been sitting on this for a long time, but he's done with the disparity in free throws and his guys not getting calls.
We have star players on our team as well. Scotty Barnes, who is all-star caliber player in this league, he goes every single time to the rim with force, not trying to get foul calls. He gets two free throws for the whole game. How is that possible? How are you going to explain that to me? They had to win tonight? If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win. That was not fair tonight. And this is not happening first time for us. Scotty Barnes is going to be all-star. He's going to be the face of this league. And what's happening over here during whole season, I've been holding you back. It's a complete crap.
So good.
I've been holding you back.
He's been holding it back, but he's done with that. It's a complete crap.
Crap.
Crap. So good. Thank you, Darko. That makes my day every time. All right, shifting our attention to the NFL for two more candidates. I wonder if Mike Vrabel would change his tune now and would take the losing over having no job. But in week 18, don't talk to him about mailing it in.
It sucks to lose. Did you have another thought or no? I'm just curious.
Well, it sucks.
Losing. Awful. That's why I want to win.
Do you have another thought or? Mike Vrabel is, I'm stunned, is not going to be a head coach in 2024. Blows awful. Me away. I mean, that's awful too. But here's a great consolation prize. You can be a new member of the After Hours Hall of Flame, or Travis Kelce can be a repeat inductee. Because he's going to call out Justin Tucker's antics.
If you want to be a about it, you keep your helmet and your football and your kicking tee right where the quarterbacks are warming up and they're dropping. Eyes are looking left and they got a helmet down by their feet. If you're not going to pick that up, I'll happily move that for you. He was kind of winking at me like being a about it, trying to get under the skin.
He got under
me
your
and,
skin a little
me
bit.
Me and Pat, we've been having the same mentality for this game all week long, man. Sorry if we took it to a level that you didn't think it'd get to that play, but if you're going to be a dick, I promise you, I can one-up you every time, dude.
Travis Kelce, Jason Kelce on the New Heights podcast. He laid into to Justin Tucker.
Who the f*** is that guy?
Does Justin have his own podcast? Because if he doesn't, well, then he may want to get one for this occasion specifically. They called him out.
That was sweet.
But I don't care, because as much as I think that whole thing was highly entertaining, we turned it into a bit on the show for days. Amazing. I mean, I've not laughed so hard. I showed Bob the videos, and he was giggling like a schoolboy. It was amazing. But I'm voting for Darko. It's a complete crap. No one has ever expressed himself quite like Darko.
It's a complete crap.
And the fact that he was holding it all in and that Scotty Barnes is going to be the face of the league. I don't think Scotty Barnes is an all-star. I could be wrong, but I don't think he's an all-star.
We have star players on our team as well. Scotty Barnes.
I just think we need to get Darko on the air, and he can tell us what's a complete crap.
And this is not happening first time for us.
That's my vote. That is classic Hall of Flame rant. Jay, who gets your vote?
I got to go with Darko.
We're in concert on this?
It's amazing. He's been holding it in for so long. He told us. That's been brewing inside of him, and he finally got it out.
And erupted like a volcano. Yes. Bobby says on Twitter, come on, X, vote for Darko. You got to remember that Scotty Barnes is a Hall of Flame all-star. Darko said that much. Yes, he did. He meant Hall of Flame, not Hall of Fame. It's fantastic. Thank you, Bobby. We're on your side. We're voting for Darko. The post is now retweeted. A-Law Radio or our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. And we're also taking your Vegas vibes. Music for our road trip to Vegas. It doesn't have to mention Vegas, but we're thinking Rat Pack. So I'm all about Frank Sinatra, all about it. Many of you have said you cannot have a Vegas road trip without Wayne Newton. A bunch of you are sending us hard rock and heavy metal suggestions. I'm thinking now we're going to have to include some U2. U2?
It seems fitting, right?
U2? Every time I say it, I think, shoot, did I say it wrong? U2.
U2.
U2. No, U2. Hey, U2. U2. Okay. On Twitter, on our Facebook page, you all are cracking us up. We've got an entire, I'm going to have to turn it over and write on the other side. An entire paper full of food suggestions for Vegas, as well as our date with Chicago Johnny at the Mob Museum a week from this Friday, 10 a.m. Vegas time. In fact, if you would like to come, anybody who's going to be in Vegas or you're in Vegas now, just come with us. We'll make it an after-hours field trip.
Museum tour?
That's right. I cannot, though, vouch for the legitimacy of the moonshine. That is... Or the impact or the influence of the moonshine.
You're not responsible.
I am not responsible. We might need to have them sign waivers. We're not telling you to drink moonshine, but Chicago Johnny is going to be our tour guide. And I think it'd be cool if we had some other people show up.
I think it'd be amazing.
Can it be a show thing?
It is now.
Can I tell you something? I love the fact that nobody else who's going to Vegas is going to turn it into a show field trip at the Mob Museum. We're the only ones. This is the kind of stuff that you get with After Hours.
Mob Museum, After
Keep
Hours.
Keep it a secret. I don't want anyone else at the network to know.
Hush, hush, like the mob.
Hush, hush. I cannot confirm or deny. He says there's real blood.
Yeah, that was, I mean, I don't.
Are you going to sit in the electric chair?
I thought it was like an old one that maybe they had used just in the past, but he says that it really electrocutes you, so I don't like that.
Do you trust him?
Chicago Johnny of my life.
He might be a member of the mob.
I trust him.
That might be why he's there. Because he has personal firsthand knowledge. He could know where the bodies are buried.
He could be our inn.
Huh. That's something I hadn't considered. We'd never have to worry about funding again.
There we go.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. You got the classic Jim, not John, Jim Harbaugh coming up next to wrap the...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Make this Valentine's Day one she'll remember forever with an engagement ring from JamesAllen.com. James Allen knows each love story is unique. That's why they make it easy to custom design engagement rings at up to half the price of a traditional jeweler. Choose from tons of conflict-free diamonds, both natural and lab-grown, then pick your ring setting and metal. Shop the James Allen Valentine's Day sale and get 25% off with promo code PODCAST. That's 25% off at jamesallen.com, promo code PODCAST.
Says here that Gray Bar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Gray Bar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Gray Bar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Gray Bar does that.
A week. Oh my gosh, it's already the end of the week.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
It was tough. I was torn. My wife, kids. I love Michigan, but I love the NFL too. And there's no Lombardi Trophy in college football. And yeah, I got so many sands left in the hourglass, and I want to take a crack at that. And there's nowhere better to do it than with the Los Angeles Chargers, Susie Spanos, Dean Spanos, Ed McGuire, John Spanos, and this great quarterback.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
A gushing and blushing Jim Harbaugh on the NFL and CBS last weekend when he was in Baltimore to attend the AFC Championship with his family and, of course, supporting Uncle John or Brother John. And now he's been introduced as the new head coach of the Chargers. And if you're wondering how he's going to get from Michigan to L.A., he's got a little bit of an idea that the rest of the family may not be on board with.
I told my wife this, Mick. Should I tell him?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so I want to drive my RV out. I want to drive my RV out and go to a trailer park, like down by the water or by Disneyland. There'll be two that I've researched that are close to the facility, and I want to Jim Rockford it for the next couple months until we move to the new facility. I have that thought going through my head.
He's not going to change. He is who he is. You get what you get, and you don't get upset with Jim Harbaugh because he is a unique personality. And that's part of the reason why he's liked by his players and certainly liked by the people that he works with. Now, he can be really intense. He obviously has been in places before where his strong personality and his kind of unrelenting personality has rubbed people the wrong way, including bosses. Remember what happened in San Francisco. But maybe, just maybe, time and a championship have changed him, have caused him to mellow out a little. But, you know, he's still Jim Harbaugh. In fact, he also wants you to know that to get to know him and truly understand him, what you really need to do is watch his favorite TV show.
There's some things I've copied from Ted Lasso. I try to emulate Ted Lasso in a lot of ways. That's TV show. Yeah, that's one of the best. Jason Sudeikis, tremendous. I got a great story of how I met Jason Sudeikis. but I think that there's a life lesson in every one of those episodes. If you haven't seen that show, piece of advice, if I may, watch the Ted Lasso show.
Seriously, name one other NFL head coach that is going to have a press conference, an introductory press conference in which he cites his favorite TV show. Other than Mike McDonald, that's the only one I could think who would even remotely go in the direction that Jim Harbaugh went on Thursday. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. For instance, Mike McDonald, I mean, he's brand new. He's now the youngest head coach in the NFL at 36. He was half of Pete Carroll's age. Yeah, he's buttoned up. He thanks the Baltimore Ravens. Actually, he talks about John and Jim Harbaugh and working with the two of them because he also spent time at Michigan. But he's got a message for Seahawks players. He's ready to go. He's all business.
I hope you understand that you're the driving force behind everything that we do. And I can guarantee you this, you will get everything out of myself and our coaching staff every day. And we will not stop until we want to get to where we get, okay? And I hope that's very clear to you. And you're the first thing that goes through our mind when we make decisions. And that's the only way to do it. That's the only way to win.
Nothing wrong with Mike McDonald's style or the style of Dave Canales, who was introduced in Charlotte on Thursday. And maybe their themes are the same, other than Ted Lasso and driving the RV to park somewhere in LA on the water. But yeah, I mean, Jim Harbaugh, he's also expecting that his team is going to give him maximum effort, and he's got big plans for the Chargers.
I'm waking up like real early in the morning these days going, you know, I got to bring it. I got to bring my A game in every sense of the word. And I want to get a coaching staff put together and hired that, you know, is going to be worthy of, you know, of coaching, you know, not only Justin, but, you know, Derwin and all the guys. I mean, I really think this is a talented group that's been assembled here. And that's what's going to motivate it. That's what's going to drive. So I'm really thinking about my accountability and just, you know, making sure that I'm ready, you know, and the things that I tell him are going to be, you know, exact because I've looked at it and watched it. And but it's going to be a team effort all the way.
He said he was starstruck about Justin Herbert, and he raves about his quarterback and Keenan Allen and also Derwin James. I mean, he's got a specific idea in mind and a specific way that he wants to approach it. He's talked about work ethic. Where's the one where he goes on and on about multiple championships? I think it's 25. It's not 25? Okay, well, maybe 34. Let's hear more from Jim.
Los Angeles, Southern California, they respect talent, effort, and winning. And and it needs to be multiple championships. And that's, we're going to be humble and hungry, but, you know, that's our goal.
All right, there we go. So you get quirky, but you also get hard-nosed and intense. You get a little bit of everything with Jim Harbaugh, and I love that he is who he is. Without apologies, he is just Jim Harbaugh. And actually, like I said, Mike McDonald, who's, well, not different time zone, but different part of the country, in Seattle getting introduced on Thursday morning, he was talking about the Harbaugh family, having worked for both brothers.
Those guys are some of the most authentic, competitive people I've ever been around. And the players know when it's real. And they love their players, and they have their players' backs, and they're willing to do whatever it takes, you know, to put them in a position to succeed. And sometimes it's tough love, but it's telling them the truth, being respectful. They go about it two completely different ways, but they end up in the same spot.
Love it. It's going to be a lot of fun, but it dawned on me earlier that the average age of NFL head coach is going to take a nosedive again this coming season, because and even more drastically, with Pete Carroll and Bill Belichick, who are in their 70s, both out at least for next year. And I know Jim Harbaugh is 60, so that is on the upper end of the age range. But Andy Reid is now the oldest head coach at 65. He'll turn 66 in March and may by that time be a three-time Super Bowl champion head coach. So we'll see. But he's the oldest now at 65. And so Harbaugh's kind of toward the top end at 60. But most of the guys that are recently hired are in their 30s. If you even think last year, D'Amico Ryan's 39. Shane Steichen in his 30s last year. Brian Callahan is in his 30s now, so new head coach of the Titans. Mike McDonald, we just talked about. And also Jerod Mayo getting his first shot with the Patriots, and he's 37. So the average age of NFL head coaches, it's a little bit of how low can you go. Now, Dan Quinn is, I looked this up, he's 53. He'll take over in Washington, so staying in the NFC East. But still, I mean, your cap now is 65, and I don't know this for sure, but it feels like a third, maybe even half, are in their 30s and 40s now. So it's a completely different world than it was Thank you so much for all of your suggestions for our Vegas playlist. We're calling it Vegas Vibes, and we're getting a lot of them on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or my Twitter, A-Law Radio. A friend who listens often says, please post a group photo with Chicago Johnny. What a character. Oh, yeah, we've got time. I'll be back with you Sunday night before I head to Vegas, so join us then. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.